Okay, you have got to hear this one. I'm standing on a dirt strip at 5,700 feet, deep in the Idaho backcountry, and I'm not kidding when I tell you there is no road in here. None. The only way you get to this spot is on foot, on horseback, or the way I got here, you fly, this is radio hangar, I'm ramp, this is ramp check, and today I'm taking you somewhere you cannot drive to a place called Big Creek. And the story of this little runway in the trees is one of the best comeback stories in all of American flying. Let me set the scene. The strip is called Big Creek on the charts. It's Uniform 6-0. It sits in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, which is the biggest chunk of wilderness in the lower 48. And I want you to really sit with that, millions of acres. No roads, no towns, and right in the middle of it, somebody carved a runway out of the dirt about 100 years ago, so airplanes could reach the people living and working back in here. The runway is turf and dirt, and it runs a little over 3,500 feet, tucked in a canyon at 5,700 feet of elevation. And the mountains go straight up on both sides. You do not just fly in here, you commit to it. The approach comes down through the terrain, and once you're on final, you're between the ridgelines. There is no wide, lazy pattern out here. There's no tower, there's no Atis reading you the wind. It's you, the airplane, and a green ribbon of grass getting bigger in the windshield. And when the mains finally kiss that turf and you roll out and shut it down, the quiet hits you like a wall. I mean, total silence, wind in the pines, Big Creek itself, the actual creek running somewhere off through the trees. That's it. This is why people fly little tail draggers. This right here. Before I go any further, let me tell you who's making today's segment possible. Today's brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. And listen, if there was ever a place that makes you want a coin in your pocket to remember it by, it's a backcountry strip like this one. AviationSoul.com, go check them out. Now, here's why I flew all the way back in here to tell you about Big Creek. Because this place almost disappeared, and a bunch of pilots refused to let it. Let me take you back. For decades, there was a lodge here, Big Creek Lodge. It started life way back, and over the years, it became this legendary hub of the Idaho backcountry. Pilots would fly in, tie down on the grass, walk up to the lodge, get a hot meal, a bed, a cold drink, and swap stories with other pilots who were just as crazy about mountain flying as they were. If you flew the Idaho backcountry, you knew Big Creek. It was a landmark. It was a gathering place. It was honestly kind of a shrine. And then in 2008, it burned to the ground, gone. The whole lodge, just like that. Now think about where we are. We are miles and miles from the nearest road. You cannot back a lumber truck up to this spot. You cannot call a contractor to swing by. Everything that comes into Big Creek comes in the way you and I came in, by air or by mule. So most people looked at a burned out lodge, 5,700 feet up a wilderness canyon with no road, and they said what you'd probably say, that's over, that's done, you can't rebuild something out here, and here's where I get fired up, because a group of pilots looked at that same pile of ashes and said, oh yes, we can. The folks who led the charge came together largely through the Idaho Aviation Foundation, and the plan they cooked up is absolutely wild when you really think about it. They were going to rebuild an entire lodge in the wilderness, with no road access, by flying and hauling in every single board, every window, every nail, every sheet of roofing, every bag of concrete up into a canyon, one airplane load at a time. You have to see this to believe it. Picture the ramp on a work weekend. Picture a whole line of backcountry airplanes, Super Cubs, Cessna 180s and 185s, big draggers on fat tires, and they're not flying in tourists. They're flying in building materials, volunteers loading lumber into the back of an airplane, strapping it down, flying it through mountain passes, setting it down on that grass strip, unloading it by hand, and turning around to go get another load. Over and over and over. And when the airplanes couldn't carry it, the mules did. Pack strings, hauling supplies up the trail the old way. The way stuff got moved back here a century ago, this went on for years. Years, this was not a weekend project. This was pilots and families and volunteers giving up their vacations, burning their own avgas, wearing out their own airplanes to rebuild a lodge that most of them didn't even own, that belonged in spirit to everybody who flies out here, because that's what this place is. It's a community's living room, and they were not going to leave it as a burned out foundation. And here's the part that gets me right in the chest. They did it around 2019. The new Big Creek Lodge opened its doors, a brand new building standing on that same spot, built almost entirely from materials flown and packed into the wilderness by hand. A working lodge again, beds again, meals again, a place for pilots to walk up off the grass and sit down and be part of something. I mean, come on, that's incredible. Let me walk you around now because I want you to feel like you're here with me. You climb out of the airplane and the first thing you notice besides that silence is the smell, pine, dirt. A little bit of that hot engine, hot oil smell coming off the cowling as it ticks and cools behind you. Somewhere a couple of other airplanes are parked on the grass, tied down, wings throwing a little shade. There are pilots here, always are in the season, and there's a thing that happens at a strip like Big Creek that you don't get at a big towered airport. Everybody talks to everybody, doesn't matter what you flew in. You wander over, you look at somebody's airplane, you ask about the tires, the Tundra gear, the modifications, and next thing you know, you've got a new friend and a story about the past they came through to get here. I watched a guy walk his kid, couldn't have been more than 7 or 8 years old, right up to a Super Cub. And the kid reached up and put a hand on the tire, this big soft Tundra tire, almost as tall as he was, and just stared up at it like it was a dinosaur. And I'm telling you, that's the whole thing right there. That's how it starts. That's how every one of us got hooked. And all around us, the wilderness, elk back in those hills. This is real deep country, the kind of place where the wildlife outnumbers the people by a mile. And the only traffic you hear all day is the occasional airplane working its way down the canyon to come join you on the grass. Now I have to talk to you pilots for a second because I don't want anybody hearing this and thinking they'll just point the nose at Idaho this weekend and go, Big Creek is not a beginner strip. This is real mountain and canyon flying, high elevation, which means your airplane doesn't climb the way it does down low density altitude. On a warm afternoon can absolutely bite you. The winds swirl in the canyons, there's terrain all around you, so if you have to go around, you'd better have already known where you're gonna go. The people who fly these strips train for it. They get mountain instruction from folks who've been doing it for years. They learn the one-way strips where you land uphill in one direction and take off downhill the other way, no matter which way the wind's blowing. Because the terrain makes that call for you, they fly in the cool, calm morning air, not the bumpy heat of the afternoon. The Idaho Aviation Association, the Recreational Aviation Foundation, groups like that, they put a ton of work into teaching people how to do this safely and into keeping these strips open and maintained, because a backcountry strip is only there as long as somebody takes care of it, mows it, fills the ruts, fights to keep it on the map. So if this lights a fire in you the way it does in me, don't just go get the training first, do it right. And then this whole world opens up, because here's what Big Creek really is. Underneath the lumber and the grass and the mountains, it's proof of what pilots do for each other. Think about it. There was no profit in rebuilding that lodge. Nobody got rich flying 2x4s into a canyon on a Saturday. They did it because this place mattered, because generations of pilots had landed on that grass and walked up to that lodge, and they could not stand the idea of that being gone forever. So they picked it up, board by board, load by load, and they carried it back up the mountain with their own airplanes and their own hands. That's our community. That's the best of us. And now, because of them, you can still do it. You can still fly deep into the Frank Church, set down on that turf at 5,700 feet, shut the engine down into that big wilderness quiet, and walk up to a lodge that a whole bunch of stubborn, generous, airplane-loving people refuse to let die. My thanks today to the Idaho Aviation Foundation and the folks at the Recreational Aviation Foundation, whose work keeping these backcountry strips alive is the only reason any of us get to land on them, and to the Idaho backcountry flying community for the stories. You can find us anytime at radiohanger.com. Go get the mountain training, then go find some grass in the trees. Trust me on this one, you've got to see it. This is Ramp, and I'll see you on the ramp.